Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. Going to Georgia, that is Georgia in the United States, not Georgia in Asia. Georgia has an interesting primary coming up. I'm not crazy about either one of them, but this really truly takes the cake. Georgia has a Secretary of State named Brad Raffensperger. Brad Raffensperger. He's right wing, he's Republican. He's one of the ones that was in on culling voters off the voting rolls in Atlanta and other Democratic areas. He fully supports all the voter restrictive laws that the Georgia legislature is liable to pass. They're being fast-tracked through the gerrymandered legislature for signature by the Republican governor. They'll virtually eliminate mail-in voting, drop boxes, at least severely restrict them. Originally, was going to restrict Sunday voting so that the Souls to the Polls efforts of African-American churches would be thwarted. That, it looks like, may get reversed simply because there was an outcry, but it's going to be a lot harder to vote in Georgia. And if these rules have been put in effect, Joe Biden won by about 14,000 votes. He probably wouldn't have won. Very likely that Kelly Loeffler would have been reelected, not Raphael Warnock. Very likely that Jonathan Ossoff would have had a tough time as well. And the Republicans are trying to do this through voter suppression. Brad Raffensperger, Secretary of State, is down with that. The last Secretary of State is the present governor. He ran for governor against Stacey Abrams, threw hundreds of thousands of people off the rolls. She only lost by about 40,000 votes statewide. She's terrific, would have been a great governor. And the guy that did it to her was her opponent, who was also Secretary of State. And the court said, well, that's fine. We're sure that he will be fair. We're sure that a Republican in Georgia who's running for the office where he's thwarting voters of his opponent will be fair. And that's Georgia justice. You got to be realistic about this. Get the scales off your eyes. Let's take a look at this, okay? So Brad Raffensperger is running, but the one thing Brad Raffensperger did was he stood up to Donald Trump in kind of a meek way. He voted for Donald Trump. He didn't like the result. But ultimately, there are three recounts in the Biden race, three recounts. One of them was by hand. They're sitting there by hand, counting millions of votes. Three times this happened, once by hand and twice a general recount. And Biden consistently won. He won by about 14,000 votes. So Raffensperger said, well, under the law, I've got to certify this. So he did. Governor signed off on it. Trump went postal. He went postal, said the governor is no good. You got to get him out of there. Raffensperger is no good. He called Raffensperger up and threatened him with criminal prosecution. Remember, there was a tape recorded conversation. And he said, you know, there's some criminal consequences to this. It was a mob call. It was a mafia type call. Right now, the U.S. attorney and the prosecutor, state prosecutor, the DA, looking at felony charges for extortion against Trump. So there's Raffensperger. He at least stood up to Trump. Trump hates Raffensperger because Raffensperger, remember when Trump said on the tape, I need 11,780 votes. That's all I need. One more that I lost by. Somehow he thought that that's what he lost by. And so that'll be cool. You're just going to discover him in a drawer, and everybody in the country will say, okay, I guess Trump wins by one vote, and he's president. Even though he'd already lost Pennsylvania, Wisconsin, Michigan, Arizona, Nevada, it wouldn't have made any difference. Trump is, frankly, doesn't have all his marbles. But in any event, Trump has ginned up a primary opponent for Brad Raffensperger. The primary opponent is named Jody Tice. Now, you may recall, Jody Tice, I talked about him yesterday. You know, there are a lot of morons in state government and in federal government in Georgia, apparently. They have two good senators now, but, you know, before they had two bad ones. But Tice really takes the cake. He's the guy who opposes his only issue is he's going to block statehood for Washington, D.C. And his major argument is they don't have any car dealerships. It's not a normal, wouldn't be a normal state. Look, first of all, he's wrong. They do have car dealerships. Secondly, who cares if they have car dealerships? In an urban area like that, maybe they go into Maryland or Northern Virginia and buy their car. Who cares? Who cares? I mean, there are no car dealerships in 1788 when George Washington was elected because there were no cars, see? Internal combustion engine wasn't invented till slightly later, late 19th century. So what do you do? Jody Tice has been recruited by Donald Trump. Trump's going to go in and campaign for him because they think that Brad Raffensperger is too left-wing, because Raffensperger said, didn't raise no fools. I did not fall off the turnip truck on the way into town. I'm not going out on a limb and forging 11,780 votes for Trump, which is a felony, and then overturn the certification required by law. I'm not going to do it. For that, he was made into a left-winger in Trump's eyes, just like Mike Pence. Remember, January 6th, Trump goes to the mob. Well, Pence does the right thing, great, but if he doesn't, oh well, and they went up to hang him. There is a deranged mob behind all this, and stay tuned. My own personal feeling is that Brad Raffensperger will beat Jody Tice in the primary. And one of the things that surprised me is for somebody to give up a congressional seat, because Tice is in the Congress, to run for Secretary of State would not happen in Wisconsin. That would not happen in Wisconsin. You wouldn't give up a congressional seat to do that. In New York or California, you would. Very big states. Statewide office, it can impel you to governor. Georgia is bigger than Wisconsin, but it's nowhere near California or New York. So it must be that Jody Tice somehow thinks that he has statewide aspirations and can be a governor. They've had a series of abominable governors. I would love to see Stacey Abrams run again and bump him off, or bump off whoever it is that they nominate this time around. So stay tuned for that one. You have two Republicans running in the primary. I hope that we put up a strong Democrat for Secretary of State of Georgia as a practical matter, because it's kind of a low attention office. That might be a real difficulty for that individual to win. But that's who my preference would be. But if you're going to have a primary between Raffensperger, as bad as he is, who he at least said pound sand to Trump about forging votes, and a guy like Jody Tice, who would not say that to Trump, he would have done it. He would have said, I mysteriously found 11,780 ballots. Trump wins. He would have said that. And even though that would never have stood up in court, the result of that would have been to envenom and to provide morale to other mobs, just like the one on January 6th. The thing that really helped us this time around, even if it could have been sorted out in the courts later, was that we had Republican office holders in Michigan, Pennsylvania, Georgia, Arizona, who voted for Trump, but they said, you know, this is what we're going to certify because that is the law. And they held. So stay tuned, stand by for a strange primary in Georgia. We're going to a break. The lines are still open. 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.